Therapy Thursday. Here's the topic today with therapist Carolyn Bouchon. Why do men stop calling?
Mm-hmm.
I posted this on Facebook.
Really?
Carolyn, you want some of the men's
answers? Oh, the men.
Men.
Oh, I like it.
Bo Bradshaw writes, because women stop doing.
Okay.
Dan McGowan says, because women don't pin a note with their phone number on the back of their members only jackets.
All right.
Here's a pretty cold one. Bobby Knight says, because we are done with them.
That's very, very true.
Emily Rowland, my boyfriend would call me 4 to 6 times a day. We'd talk for hours. Then it went to a few times a day, to every other day, to once a week. And I asked him what was going on, and he said his response was, I'm just laying low.
Okay.
Debbie Miller, they don't have the courage to tell you the truth. What is the truth, Carolyn?
That's the truth for sure, that they don't have the courage to tell you the truth. Sometimes you might do one little thing, especially when they don't know you very well. You might do one little thing that they don't like. I mean, even light up a cigarette or something, and they don't say a word. They just don't call you. They just decide they aren't going to call you again. I mean, that's just one of the reasons. Another one is, that's related to the Facebook thing, is this, the guy that was calling her constantly and then tapered off.
Mm-hmm.
If you're too available and you take all the calls and you're there, they get bored with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're wanting to call somebody else. I mean, really.
Because there's only so much you can talk about.
But you learn about each other. Well, it's true, except that, yeah, if you go really fast at the beginning like that, I mean, it peters out. It just does.
Hey-o. What are the other reasons men stop calling?
Well, actually, I have a personal one, and that is, years ago, I was dating this guy for 2 months. He called. We had dates every week for 2 months, and it was wonderful. And then he stopped calling, and I called him and asked him why.
Love you.
Yeah, I know. And you know what he said?
What?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend, and she's been out of town for the last 2 months. And it's been fun, but she's back now.
Do you get this a lot in your practice of people not understanding the...
Every day, my female clients come in, and why did this guy stop calling me? Why did he do this? Why did he do that? I mean, the biggest problem is that men really don't speak up about what's bothering them in a relationship. I mean, it just happened the other day. A guy told me that he didn't stop calling. He was living with this woman, but he almost talked himself out of being in the relationship because he was getting a day off, and he just said something to her like, you know, I get an extra day off. They want to know if I want to do that or take time and a half and work. And he said, I'm going to take the day off. And she's like, you're going to what? And miss an opportunity? And went off. And he told me he was ready to throw out the relationship of 2 years over that because they don't speak up.
Right. Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he needed to say is, excuse me? Don't talk to me like that. I can take a day off if I want. It's not your business. I pay my part of the bills, whatever.
Right. Yeah, right. It's fascinating. Mm. I do think if they could call us back and you could be totally honest, it would be a different story because I think women, we go, what did I do?
We think the worst.
And it may not be you have to fix anything.
Very true. Automatically, we're like, oh,
yeah, you're right, Melissa.
We go all the way into, I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
And that, you know, he's rejecting me, and oh my God, what can I do to make it better? And then often start chasing and calling him and texting him, which is the worst thing you can do. That's not what to do.